Trawling through listings trying to find something amusing to go and see at the movies the other week, I discovered that there was a new version of Monkey coming up. So it was apparently a trilogy of Monkey movies. And so Roman and our new expert, Robin, came along to see this movie with us.
Yeah, so it was called The Monkey King. And what fascinated me about the movie was that the entire movie basically covers the amount of time that's covered in a little prologue to the TV series. Between Monkey's birth and when he's trapped under the five fingers of Buddha.
Yes.
So the movie's all about that. And it opens with a big bang. That's the Jade Emperor fighting the chief demon.
Ah, yes, the bull demon.
Mm. Yes, it's a huge war, a massive battle scene. There's no shortage of battle scenes in the movie. But this one actually starts before Monkey's actually even born.
In fact, the ending of the battle is how Monkey gets born, basically. Because he's born from the tears of the
goddess crystal
that revived the city, basically.
Yes, yeah. And rebuilt heaven.
Yes.
Because of the battle between the Jade Emperor and
the main baddie, yeah.
And the demon world.
Pretty much obliterated heaven.
Yeah.
And so one of the goddesses sacrificed herself to rebuild heaven, and stray tear.
Yes.
Led to the birth of Monkey.
Yes. And now there's a force field around heaven to keep demons out. And the demons are plotting to figure out how to get back in.
Because, of course, you want to get back in if you're a demon, because that is your purpose in life, I would imagine.
They have an insider on I think it's the south gate of heaven.
Yes.
And a board guard who...
They also want to try and bring Monkey into it as well and have him infiltrate heaven.
Mm. Mm. Monkey being very, very powerful, but... Well, a monkey, basically.
He's ill-disciplined.
He has his own ideas about what he wants to do.
Yes. And if you remember seeing the TV series Monkey, and this is set before the TV series Monkey, he's very, very hairy in this movie. I don't know whether he'll be less hairy in the next one because he's theoretically evolved, but he's very hairy and golden. Mm. And he's played by Donnie Yen, who's done quite a lot. A lot of action movies and that, and he's rather well known.
Mm.
And the Jade Emperor, just so you know, is played by Chow Yun-fat, looking fabulous as he always does in his movies.
And he has a nice sense of humour.
He does, yes.
He's everything the Jade Emperor should be.
Most definitely, yeah.
And the whole sequence with Monkey in Heaven is lots of fun because he starts out by being trained by the Master into the 72 transformations.
Yes.
At one point, being bullied by some of the other students, displays his mastery of the transformations very effectively.
He does, that's true.
And then he's given a role to look after the horses.
Which is very, very boring if you're a monkey.
The dragon horses, so they're quite spectacular.
Yes.
Yes. I think Monkey's a little upset because every time he thinks there's something interesting to do with the horses, like feed them or take them out for a ride, it's the wrong time.
Yes.
They're scheduled for that later in the day, between hours of 6 and 7.
the horses are very disciplined.
Yes.
They are.
And Monkey is not.
No.
No.
Which is basically what the demons play on. They decide to manipulate Monkey into attacking Heaven. Monkey being, you know, the equal of Heaven.
Yes.
So more battles. Yay.
There's no shortage of battles.
Lots of battles.
And some very nice special effects. Perhaps less philosophical musings as we recall from the TV series.
Yes.
Well, he hasn't met Tripitaka at this point. The movie ends before he meets Tripitaka, so he's still evolving, clearly.
And he's got a long way to go.
He's got a long
His character seems a bit too innocent at times.
Yes, this is very true.
And it doesn't really suit him. The you mentioned earlier, the hairiness.
Yeah.
In the old TV series, you had people with makeup, costumes, and they were obviously humans.
Yeah.
Now you take, in this movie, you've got a monkey with the same proportions of limbs and torso as a human being.
Yeah.
It's always going to end up looking like a man in a monkey suit.
Pretty much,
And that's one of the down points here.
Mm. Mm. But very entertaining, subtitled in English and Cantonese.
Subtitles
very badly in English.
Yes. They refer to the numeration.
And the numeration.
Monkey.
That's very...
Yes.
Which we assume means reincarnation, but it's up to
Yeah, we think that's it.
Yeah. Mm. So, it was the first... There should be two more coming at some point.
And they're fun to watch, but...
And the next one clearly starts from when he meets Tripitaka.